Check, check, check. Check, check. Test, test.
Okay.
Can you check on it?
Perfect. Test, test.
Hold on, sir.
Check, check. Okay, yep.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us today. I'm John Martin with USA Swimming. We're happy to have with us 22-time Olympic medalist Michael Phelps and his coach Bob Bowman from North Baltimore Aquatic Club with us here at the Arena Grand Prix at Mesa. Having Michael back in the pool was wonderful for the sport, and USA Swimming is very excited for this weekend. If you've got a question for Michael or Bob, please raise your hand. We'll get a mic to you, and we'll get to as many questions as possible. Also, please state your affiliation and name before the question. Thanks.
Beth Harris, AP. Welcome back, Michael.
Thank you, Beth.
After, you know, you told us last time we saw you, I got to throw
never,
it back
never,
at you.
Never.
Right. I've accomplished everything I wanted to in the sport, and I've done things that no one else in the sport had ever done. So what is the motivation to come back this time?
You know, I think for me, being able to do, I mean, really nothing for a year and a half, 2 years. I traveled, I played golf, I gained 30 pounds. You know, I had a lot of fun. And there was something that I missed. And you know, there's being able to be back in the pool and being able to just go to the pool and be back at North Baltimore and swim with the group that we have now. It's incredible. You know, some of the talent that we have there and I guess the competitiveness that we all have in the pool. It's a great group, and I just miss being back in the water. So it has been fun. And yeah, we'll see what happens here. Who knows? But I'll say this, I'm scratching the 100 free. I'm only doing the 100 flat tomorrow, just to throw that out there.
Michael, Karen Krause, New York Times. What you saw at World Championships, a lot of people think that when you watch that 400 relay, that was the that puts you over. How much of that was a factor, just watching others compete and thinking that you could still do that?
Obviously, I pick up all the little small things. I think there were some things that the team, our country, could have done better, whether that's with or without me. I don't know. But I think that we could have swam faster than what we did there. You know, I pretty much said that on NBC when I was commentating. So it wasn't really too much to hide there. But it's you know, it is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to being here and seeing the national team and being back in this environment. I mean, I haven't competed since London. You know, Bob just asked while I was getting a massage back there when the last time I got a massage was, and I'm pretty sure it was London. So this whole thing is one new thing, for, I guess, for me again, but I can't say it enough. I am having fun.
Hi, And Michael, Amy Van Dyken with Fox Sports. A lot of people are making the assumption that this comeback now is you're signing a contract that you're going to go to Rio. Is this just to see where you're at, or is this really to see if you're going to be on the Olympic team in Rio?
I am signing, I mean, not that I know of any contracts. I'm doing this because I want to. Nobody's forcing me to do this or that. I'm doing because I want to. You know, I want to be back in the water. And I think a lot, you know, for me going into 2012, it was hard. You know, there were a lot of ups and downs, and it was very challenging at times to get motivated. But, you know, I think this is just, I literally can't say it enough. I'm having fun. And that's what I love about it the most.
Hi, I'm Karen Duarte from Sport TV Brazil. So are you going to Rio in 2016? Because you went there last year and you told us that you were going with your mom because you couldn't miss the chance to go to Rio.
I'll answer the same way. I guess I'm at least going with my mom. Whether I'm in the pool or whether I'm in the stands, I guess time will tell. I don't know. Time will tell. But, you know, like I really can't say it enough. I am enjoying being back in the pool and I was kind of antsy to get in the pool today and kind of do my warm-up and, you know, like the post-travel warm-up and get back into it. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
Hi, Janet Shamlian from NBC News. So you said you're going to do the 100 fly only. What are your expectations for this meet?
Race. I mean, that's really all I can ask for right now. You know, I mean, I haven't raced since the 400 medley relay in London. So just being able to get back in that sort of mentality of competition, that's one thing that I really loved, I think, the most about it when I was really competing, I guess, in 2012 and throughout my career. So that's something that I'm looking forward to experiencing tomorrow morning. I have an idea of what I want to do, but I'm just going to get in the water and race. And no, I won't tell you, so don't ask.
Chip Capel with ESPN.com. Apart from getting massages, what is sort of the appeal of coming back to...
I really don't know. Looking at a black line for hours on end, I don't know what made me do it, but I'm having fun. You know, for me, I had to get back into shape. That was the number one thing. You know, like I said before, you know, gaining 25 or 30 pounds, I am really just trying to see how much weight I could lose, what kind of shape I could get into, and see what would happen from there.
Is it the love of swimming, or is it a thirst for competition, or is it...
I would guess it's a combination of both. Kind of being around the sport my whole entire life, from my sisters and throughout my 20-year career so far. I just enjoy being around the pool.
Richard Zines, Fox 10 Phoenix. You mentioned having fun. Is this second time around more fun because of less pressure, because of all that you've accomplished? You talked about this.
I think it's really just, you know, what I said before. Just I'm doing this because I want to. You know, it's. You know, I think it's even more relaxed now than it was before, I think. You know, I mean, I think you can agree to that. I mean, you guys are going to be so...
He's
annoyed.
Much happier doing the training.
You guys are going to be annoyed at me saying I'm having fun, but, I mean, it's true. Like Bob said, I am smiling a lot. I'm happy at workout. I'm joking at workout. Mainly because it's who we have in our group. We have a great dynamic in the group, and we have a lot of hungry kids. But I still am. I guess I'm really am the grandfather now of the group. So that's the worst part about it. I'm the old man.
Hey, Michael, Charles Walker with the Baltimore Sun, and this is really a question for both you and Bob. Can you describe the moment or time when you pivoted from just getting back into the water to sort of get in shape and have fun to I want to compete?
I mean, I guess it just kind of happened. I don't really know.
Well, when he first came back, he was so out of shape. like, it's hard to believe.
Easy.
He's really out of shape.
Sugarcoated at least.
So it took a while to get to a point where you're like, okay, he could do this in public for somebody. And then after that was kind of by January, right? And then after that, it was, you know, I thought if he wanted to, he could, and he was doing well in practice. So it was a process. It is a process.
A question for Bob and for Michael. Bob, does this mean you guys aren't having any on-deck tiffs in this reincarnation?
Not yet.
And Michael, did the timing with the way the teams are being picked sort of force your hand where you had to maybe come back to competition now as opposed to waiting?
I don't think so. I mean, I obviously know if I really want to compete at a high level, I know I have to be ready by the summer. But, I mean, it is weird just kind of being out of the water for, what, 18 months, 18 and 24 months. So, and I kind of held off on getting back into, you know, Bob wanted me to sign everything earlier so I could compete earlier and do this.
Well,
earlier,
you know, when he came back, I was like, okay, let's do it. And he sort of waited.
And I just kind of put one foot in and wasn't really ready. And then just determined that I was ready. And kind of did everything, and this is the meet that worked out. I mean, I guess the one bad part is we had to spend a lot of time in Colorado Springs again, and I know all you know. Well,
it's a great part. I mean, I love that part.
As much as I love getting everything out of what I get when I'm there. Oh gosh, doing triples again doesn't really excite me.
May 27th.
Michael.
How are you, Nelson?
La última vez nos vimos en Las Vegas. Remember?
Yes.
Viendo al Canelo. Viendo boxear al Canelo. ¿Recuerdas?
Okay. We were out there for the fight. Yeah.
Sí, claro. ¿Qué tal? ¿Qué tal? ¿Cómo estás preparado para este evento? ¿Qué tan fuerte te has preparado para este evento?
So he wants to know... you said that you were in shape. You were not really in shape before, so he wants to know, you know, how's your physical shape for this particular event, or where do you consider that you are right now?
I guess my highest point was probably 225, and I raced in 187 in London. So the weight came on pretty quick, but I think last week I was about 194. So. I've lost a lot of weight and been able to get in to decent shape. Keenan and I have been working together in the weight room and we've been able to get some good work done in the pool, I guess for the most part. You know, being able to go to Colorado with the guys I think really helped a lot. Spending, 3 weeks there was really, I think, a big key to being able to kind of get in back into shape as fast as I have.
Hey, Michael. Jeff Cummings with Swimming World. The news came out that you ended your relationship with Speedo, which has been pretty much the swimsuit you've been wearing for your entire swimming career. So who do you have a relationship with now?
I don't have any swimsuit deals right now. I have nothing. The Speedo deal ended, I guess, at the end of last year. And I guess I'm considered a free agent at this point.
We've got time for two more.
Hi, Jeff Metcalf, Arizona Republic. Did you think when you sort of pursued golf that might be a substitute for swimming, and did it just not turn out to be that?
No, I mean, I love the game. You know, it is a very fun game. It's a very challenging game. But... I mean, I obviously have a lot of passion for the sport of swimming, and you know, golf is something that I will be able to do for the rest of my life, and there still is a lot of work that needs to be done in that sport for me to be able to get to where I want to go, even after hitting 20,000 golf balls in 6 months. So, I mean, that'll always still be there. And actually getting ready for my foundation event that's not this weekend but next weekend. So we're getting ready for that in Cabo and looking forward to that. That'll be a nice little relaxation time.
Michael, Julian Linden from Reuters, a two-part question. Comebacks aren't always successful. We've just seen it with Ian Thorpe. Are you concerned at all that if your comeback isn't up to what it was before, that it might tarnish your reputation at all? And secondly, do you have a measure of what you would regard as a success?
I guess I'll answer the second part first. I mean, I always have goals and have things that I want to achieve, and I have things that I want to achieve now. As in terms of tarnishing my career, I said it before, I'm doing this for me. If I don't become as successful as you all think I would be or should be, and you think it tarnishes my career, then that's your own opinion. You know, I'm doing this because I want to come back, and I enjoy being in the pool, and I enjoy being in the sport of swimming. So I'm having fun what I'm doing, and I think Bob and I can do anything that we've put our mind that we put our mind to, and that's what we've done in the past. So I am looking forward to wherever this road takes me, and I guess the journey will start tomorrow.
Thanks, everybody, for being here.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.